The Indian government keeping up its deadly crackdown on people in the disputed Kashmir region. Indian forces have shot dead one more protester in Srinagar. The 19-year-old man was killed during a demonstration against the killings of four other Kashmiris at the hands of Indian forces in the past 3 days. On Tuesday, outraged protesters stormed an army base in the town of Handwara over alleged sexual abuse of a girl by an Indian troop. Security forces fired into the crowd, killing three of them. Another protester was killed during clashes on Wednesday. A military curfew imposed by New Delhi remained in place on Friday.
Anti-India protests continue to swell across Indian-controlled Kashmir. The killings of three youth and a woman by Indian soldiers earlier this week has galvanized the public and renewed calls for the region to become independent. People are furious over what they describe the killings of civilians in cold blood. Experts say this will add to the sense of alienation among Kashmiris.
Kashmiris already remain an alienated lot, and the type of situation that prevailed in early 90s has already overtaken south of Kashmir. The killings in north are also going to do same thing in north if the impunity and ruthlessness of the force used against ordinary Kashmiris persist.
New Delhi has imposed curfew and restrictions in several parts of the region, bringing the Himalayan state to stand still. Pro-independence leaders have been placed under house arrest to prevent a planned pro-independence march. Also, the internet services have been partially suspended. Security lockdown by the government forces for the fourth consecutive day is now taking serious toll on the residents who are facing dire shortage of basic amenities.
How can we survive in a situation like this? They are not allowing medical assistance and basic essential services. And now we are out of ration stock. It's a living hell controlled by India, and the international conscience is maintaining a criminal silence.
More clashes erupted after Friday prayers when youth and Indian police indulged in pitch battle, forcing administration to impose strict restrictions. Kashmir lies in the heart of the hostility between India and Pakistan, who fought two wars over the region. Both countries claim the region in entirety, but rule partly. Although international bodies, including the United Nations, support the resolution of Kashmir dispute between India and Pakistan, New Delhi calls Kashmir its integral part and rejects any mediation. Tensions between India and Pakistan have been mounting over the recent years, and some experts say the nuclear-armed rivals could be headed for a limited war, mainly over the disputed region of Kashmir. Shana Bhatt, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.